we just read another encounter of Christ with someone, yet another healing. And it is important from the outset to make a choice and to break any possible routine in, again, just hearing another story of Jesus, just another healing, and not that we approach that with a negative disposition, but maybe with some routine. So again, the choice should be to go deep and to ask a simple question. How is God speaking to us, to each one of us personally, through these words? And among many other important things, today's gospel can teach us something very relevant about prayer. Why and how? Why do we need to pray? And more specifically, why do we actually have to ask for our specific needs? In the gospel, when Jesus encountered Bartimaeus, he asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" But let's think about that. Why did Jesus ask that? Of course, as the Son of God, he knew very well what this man needed. And we could even dare to say he didn't even have to have any kind of special power or knowledge. He was a blind man begging for help. Obviously, everyone knew what he needed. But for a reason, Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to express his need. Now, the question is not just interesting as we try to decipher some cryptic story from the past, but because that is a reality for us as well today. When we pray, do we actually have to say what we need? Does God not know everything? And is he not love, a good father who will care for us, knowing everything? Why do we have to pray for our needs? Does it make any difference to say what we need or not? And one first answer is that, of course, it makes all the difference, because God, in his providence, in the mystery of his loving plan, wanted us to be free and to respond to his love with love. And so prayer is always, or has to be, ought to be always an encounter between two free persons who have a conversation in which one can ask for his or her needs and the other will respond. But being an encounter, then prayer again makes all the difference for us. More than informing God of what he doesn't know, asking for our needs helps us, but not only in the sense that we will eventually get what we need, but in the sense that it expands our hearts. St. Augustine has a beautiful reflection on why Jesus said that we need to ask and knock and call. And he said that the main reason is that Jesus asking us to pray and pray for our needs, that is a way of exercising us in desiring. To exercise us in desiring. The more we pray for something, if we mean what we say, the more we pray for something, the more we will desire that. And the more we desire that, the more open our hearts will be to how God responds. Because at times, when we're just perhaps too centered around some specific elements of what we pray for, and if we don't open our hearts, then maybe we don't notice the ways in which God is responding to our prayers. So to pray more helps us to increase our desire, and to desire more helps us to be more and more open to God's graces. That's why we have to pray. But we learn something today as well as to how. In the gospel, Bartimaeus prayed in a wonderful way. That's an example of how we should pray. First, he said, "Have mercy on me." And then, when he was in front of Jesus, he just simply said, "Lord, I want to see." Now, let's think about this, because the life of this man was very hard. He was blind, he was extremely poor, he was begging. And yet, we don't find in his prayer any kind of bitterness, any kind of complaint. We find no demand, as in claiming for his rights, as oppressed by the injustices of so many, we find two things. We find humility, have mercy on me, and we find simplicity, I want to see. No need to explain more or to tell about details or nothing, just the humility of saying, have mercy on me, which touches the heart of a merciful God. And then the simplicity of just seeing what we need, I want to see. And it is really moving and a source of hope and comfort for us to see how Jesus responded to this humility and simplicity. Because he gave him what he needed, his sight, but more than that. And that's how God responds, always giving us more than what we were even expecting. Bartimaeus was able to see, but the extra gift, if you will, was that the first thing that he saw with his eyes was the face of God. And so we can hear as an echo of this whole beautiful encounter and healing what we chanted at the beginning of the Mass. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice, constantly seek his face. This is why we pray, to be truly open to God's gifts. And this is how we pray, with humility and simplicity. Now, of course, there are times when we might feel that God is not really listening to our prayers. But he will always give us what we need, which is not always exactly what we're asking for. He will always give us what we need at the right time. So let us renew our commitment to pray and to persevere in prayer. We've been hearing the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews that Jesus is our high priest. And as our high priest, he always listens, he understands, and he intercedes. So when we come to our church here and we see our crucifix, we have to remember that this particular crucifix is a high priest, Jesus Christ, the high priest. And so coming here should always be this simple but wonderful reminder that he is our priest. And as our priest, he is here waiting for us. He wants to listen to our needs. He will understand what we're saying, and he will intercede for us. Every time that we come here and look at our crucifix, we should listen to the same thing that he said today to Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? So may the disappointments, which are real, of our life, may never extinguish the real and stronger hope of knowing that Jesus is our high priest. And so let us renew our commitment to pray, knowing that God will always give us more than what we are asking for, knowing that he will always fulfill his promise. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice, constantly seek his face.